This is KERA News. So, Jake Nice, thank you so much for coming into the KERA studios. I'm happy to chat with you about your new upcoming play, the first play in the Elevator Project for this season. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So you have a play. It's coming out. It's called Slide By. It's actually making a world premiere, I believe, here in Dallas. Can you tell us a little bit about this show?
Yeah, so Slide By is, like you said, a new play. It's written by a beloved DFW actor and writer named Thomas Ward. It tells the story of Chad, who was once a sort of high school all-star athlete, and he's since graduated from high school. He went to college, had a really rough go in college, and sort of returns to his high school a week after the Columbine shootings in 1999 as a substitute teacher. And his sort of intentions in returning to the school are somewhat unclear and ominous, especially at the beginning of the play.
Yeah, you know, in reading sort of the synopsis for this and getting ready to hear about this play, in which I was lucky enough to hear about early from you because of my work covering guns, I was like, wait, what do you mean this daunting feeling about this character? And it's one of these things where I'm going into a play this later this week, and I'm curious, like, is this guy a bad guy? And am I going to be juggling with that the entire time? Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about, without giving anything away, sort of that character that we're meeting and some of the things he's grappling with, as you mentioned, 7 days after the Columbine shooting.
Yeah, I think in media and entertainment today, there seems to be a resurgence or, an emphasis on the anti-hero and the idea of the protagonist of a story might be sort of morally off-center to where the audience feels that they should be, yet somehow we found that we're able to still kind of care about that person and hope that they make it back on track. I think that's the case with Chad, that he is really lost in the world that he lives in. And I mean, that's in 1999. This play charts a lot of things that are still happening very much today in the education system in America. But Chad's sort of wrestling with things that are, you know, trauma that he experienced at school, abuse that he perpetuated on younger students. And so I think that as we watch him move through his day at the school, we see him grappling with those things and sort of coming closer and farther away from, you know, being a potential perpetrator of mass violence.
You know, this is the first show in the Elevator Project series, and it's an exciting first show because it's this one-act play, and in it, we're going to kind of deal with so many relevant topics. Of course, school shootings, we're going to deal with toxic masculinity. We're also going to kind of deal with something that I think a lot of people in that, you know, mid-30 age group right now, millennials, are dealing with, which is, am I a failure because I haven't figured things out? And do my darkest thoughts tell me who I am? As a director, how do you help an actor sort of tap into his, maybe their own feelings, their own insecurities, the things, like I said, a lot of people in our age group right now are dealing with?
Yeah, well, I think you phrased that really well, that, you know, I think the most universal elements of this play in terms of subject matter is, yeah, that idea of sort of a young person today struggling with the expectations that have been set up for them by prior generations or by themselves, by the institutions that they're part of, to say you should be X, Y, and Z by the time you're this age. And Chad is struggling with that, as are other characters in the play. So I definitely think that, you know, all millennials and probably people of other generations can really relate to that.
It's funny you say that. I just watched The Graduate again the other day, which is like literally a young man dealing with the fact that he doesn't want to just get married and do the same job his father had. He wants to strive for something more, even if he doesn't know what more is.
Yeah, I think that's right. And in The Graduate, you know, he turns to this sort of extramarital affair. But in Slide By, I think, you know, the main character, Chad, really decides to confront even though he might not be sure what exactly he needs to confront, he's a little emotionally frozen, I think, in a way. But he returns to his school with some sense that he needs, today is the day to sort of face what happened to him at high school and to try to rock the boat in such a way that it doesn't happen again.
Jake, you are a member of the theater community who bounces from theater place to theater place. You know, you might be working with Stage West one day, you might be with the Undermain, or right now as yourself directing something for this Elevator Project series in the AT&T Performing Arts District. And it seems as though theater in North Texas as of recent has been very message filled. I'm not necessarily sure that folks are trying to sway anyone in any one particular way. I'm not going to try to speak for any artists in that way, but they are trying to speak to what's happening in society. And it feels as though you touched upon it briefly, that your play tries to do that. I wonder if you can talk about creating a play that deals with mass violence, with toxic masculinity, with guns, just simple fact that like guns are a object of, it seems, almost desire in this play. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I have a personal philosophy that's sort of come into view in the past, you know, 8 years or so that I've been working in Dallas theater, that before you start working on a play, that if you decide you're going to produce a play, that the most important question to ask yourself is, why produce this play and why produce it now and why produce it here? And so I am seeing a lot more companies seemingly have thoughtful answers to those questions before they go into production, which is good, you know, and the quality of the work is sort of irrelevant, but it's more about, you know, are we choosing plays that are important for our constituents to see and hear right now based on what's going on in the world? So for me, I mean, I was really young when Columbine happened, so I didn't have super personal connections to it, but I was aware of what it was. And since then, I mean, I was like in elementary school then, watching the sort of arc of school shootings from 99 until, you know, last year was the 20th anniversary of Columbine, and seeing how in many ways it seems to me that things have not only remained, you know, that gun violence in schools has not only remained a problem, but it seems to be an increasingly challenging problem to solve, and that we, as a country, are sort of pulling each other apart, trying to find ways to solve this. But I think the one thing we can agree on is that mass violence, especially in a school, is bad and that it's wrong. And I think this play does a really good job of not taking a political stance per se on things like, say, gun reform or what have you, but instead at looking at this problem from a place of, you know, I've used this word a lot in interviews lately, but looking at the problems that this play addresses from a place of compassion, and looking at a character like Chad, who, like we said, is sort of adrift in his 20s, unsure what to do, unsure what he's, you know, how to do what's expected of him, and looking to violence as a potential answer. And it sort of charts, you know, how did this young man get that way? You know, what things led up to that in his life? What factors caused him to feel this sense of hopelessness that violence might be the only answer?
Well, you know, you may not have very many chances to talk with a potential audience member about coming to your show or what you want them to take away from even seeing the performance. So I'm going to put that to you now. You know, let's imagine you have the ear of a listener, and that listener says, oh, this is pretty interesting so far. What do you want them to take away from this theater experience that you've been cooking up for quite some time?
Well, I think theater has a unique power to transform its audience and the performers together night by night. I think that when we all come into the room, we sort of make this implicit agreement that I'm going to lay aside the rest of my day and sort of my preconceived notions of the world, and I'm going to come into this new world, which is the play, and leave a sort of changed person, I think, when theater's successful. And so I guess I would ask that audience members you know, keep that in mind and approach this play with an open mind, with the acknowledgement that you're probably going to have to look at some heavy subject matter that all of us, you know, are have been affected by in the past several years, whether directly or indirectly. And you may have to reassess your relationship to that, and especially your relationship to the kind of person who might perpetrate mass violence. I think this play, the big challenge it poses to its audience members is to look at a character like Chad Squire and think, how am I like them? Maybe he's not so different from me. You know, what does he want? How is he hurting? And why does he think that violence is the only answer?
Well, Jake Nice, thank you so much for dropping by the KERA studios to have a line. As usual, I've enjoyed our chat, and I'm so excited to see Slide By, and I'm sure our audience is as well.
Thank you so much for bringing me in, Hadi. It's great to see you.